Hey, today I have a quick bonus episode for you. I wanted to talk about five of my favorite supplements for happy hormones. And I really don't believe that supplements are the way to go specifically to fix your hormones. But once you start to have some of the foundations in place, I think that they can be really helpful to support some nutrients you may not be getting and to support some body systems that need a little bit of extra support, kind of as a bridge. And then some of these can be more long-term as well. As always, none of this is medical advice. I'm just sharing some of my favorites that I have seen be helpful for me and for some other ladies that I have worked with. And so this is meant to be educational purposes only. I also wanted to let you know that I am doing a giveaway. So if you're listening to this before January 1st, 2023, you have time to still enter. All you need to do to enter this giveaway is to leave a rating and review on the podcast. Take a screenshot of it and either email it to me or send it to me on Instagram. And then also share this episode or one of your favorite episodes in your stories on Instagram or with one of your friends, and make sure to tag me in it or send me a screenshot of that, and you will be entered to win. I have several different things that I'm giving away. I'm giving away a one-on-one coaching call. I'm giving away a scholarship to Nourish Your Hormones course. And I'm also giving away free access to a workshop that I'm doing at the end of the year to improve your energy and balance your blood sugar. So all of those are fun prizes. I would love to give them to you. So make sure to leave the rating and review for me, send me a screenshot, and share one of your favorite podcast episodes in your Instagram stories, or just share it with a friend and send us a screenshot so we can get you entered and you can win. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women, and that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long, and I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is the power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack, and let's do this. Okay, let's get into it. Five supplements that I like to support happy hormones. To be clear, these supplements are not specific to hormones, and I am actually against, fundamentally, the idea that there is a supplement that can balance hormones. So those, I call them like the happy flow supplements, but you know what I'm talking about. The ones that you can get ads for on Instagram or Facebook or all the places that say, this one supplement fixed my PMS and my periods and all the things. There are some amazing herbs out there that can help support hormone balance, but this is not what I'm talking about today. What I'm talking about is really kind of like a foundational supplement routine that can help support kind of your body overall as a whole. And I don't actually believe in doing just a multivitamin or a prenatal kind of across the board. And so this is why I actually like to use these more whole food supplements to get some additional nutrients, even though I try to get most and as many as possible from my food. So with that caveat, let's jump in. Number one is the spore-based probiotic. So my two favorites for brands are from Microbiome Labs, Megaspore Biotic, or Just Thrive Probiotic. The spore-based probiotics are really ideal in my opinion because they actually survive and get to the large intestine, and they can help actually repopulate your large intestine with good bacteria. And the studies that have been done on these spore-based probiotics are really amazing. They actually can also oppose overgrowth bacteria in the intestine and support a healthy intestinal lining. So some of the studies that they've done have showed that they have been able to help support and repair leaky gut. And leaky gut is basically just an impaired intestinal lining. And so that is the place that you are supposed to be absorbing nutrients, and it is a single cell layer, even though it is really big and it goes all the way through your intestines. It's a single cell layer, and so it's really permeable. And when that intestinal layer is really unhealthy, it's inflamed, maybe it's been exposed to a lot of toxins, medications, pesticides, all the things, it's really easy for that to cause inflammation in the body because things are leaking through that should not be leaking through into the bloodstream, which causes more of an immune response. So gut health is really important for hormone health, and inflammation, bacterial overgrowth, leaky gut, all of those things that contribute to inflammation in the body can also contribute to decreased nutrient absorption, and that stress on the body can cause hormone issues. And so that's why I think that gut health is so important. Now, is taking a spore-based probiotic going to fix all your gut problems? Definitely, probably not. Also, if you just want to maintain gut health or you want to support your gut health in this season, I like taking a spore-based probiotic just kind of as a baseline to basically kind of like keep things in line as much as possible. Gut health is also really important for detoxification. So if the gut is not able to detoxify well, then you're going to have more buildup of hormones and toxins. And so that's why I think that a spore-based probiotic is kind of my number one baseline supplement. Number two is a food-based supplement, and it's beef liver. So I love beef liver. No one's going to be surprised about that for all of the nutrients that are available. It's nature's multivitamin. It's high in bioavailable copper. It's high in vitamin A, B12, folate, which is the whole food form of folic acid. It is high in vitamin K, in choline, in vitamin D. And so many of us don't actually like to eat beef liver anymore. I think that there are ways that you can do it. You can actually soak the liver in milk and make liver and onions that way. And it's a little bit less of a strong taste. You can grind up the liver and put it in with meatballs or meatloaf or burgers or things like that. And a lot of people are not on board to do that, and I understand. So I really like the capsules from Perfect Supplements. That's my favorite brand of beef liver. They also have a multi-organ capsule, which I find is really extra nourishing because it has multiple other organs in it as well. So I like to switch out between the two, but beef liver is my number two supplement or whole food multivitamin. Number three is cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is really high in several different things that can help with immune support. And so I know that's really important to a lot of us this time of year. So it's especially high in retinol, which is a whole food form of vitamin A, bioavailable, easily absorbed. It's also balanced with vitamin A. The vitamin D content is balanced with vitamin A, and it's also full of omegas, and those can be helpful for immunity, like I already mentioned, but it can also help with your vision. It can help with reproduction, bone and brain health, and even with inflammation in the body. And so I think that vitamin A in retinol form is so important to get into your diet because it's so easily absorbed, like I mentioned, instead of the beta carotene version, which is in so many supplements. It's really, really important for actually supporting your body in having bioavailable copper, which is needed for energy production and for immune support and for healing your body as well, and is also needed for progesterone production. So cod liver oil is one of my favorites. I definitely recommend that you're careful with the brand on cod liver oil. Two of my favorite brands are Rosita brand and Jigsaw brand. They've both been third-party tested for oxidative damage to the oil itself, and they have passed those third-party tests if they are on your shelf. So those are the brands that I trust. Number four is the adrenal cocktail. Again, this is whole food based, so it can be a recipe of orange juice, sea salt, and cream of tartar, or you can do orange juice with the adrenal cocktail powder from Jigsaw. I find that to be really easy. But the main components of the adrenal cocktail are whole food vitamin C, not ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid can actually deplete your zinc and your bioavailable copper in your body. And so I stay away from ascorbic acid, but I do really like having whole food vitamin C in the form of camu camu berry or acerola cherry. And that is what is in the adrenal cocktail, whether you're getting that from the orange juice or whether you're getting that from the adrenal cocktail powder from Jigsaw. Whole food vitamin C supports bioavailable copper, and it supports energy and immunity and skin health and even progesterone production. The sodium and potassium that are in the adrenal cocktail, whether you're getting that from salt and cream of tartar or whether you're getting that from the powder, they are the gatekeepers for the cells because the sodium potassium pump is actually what allows so many of our nutrients and minerals to go in and out of the cell. And even insulin is regulated by sodium and potassium. So when your body doesn't have the amount of these minerals that it needs, it can really make a difference in energy. It can make a difference in adrenal function. It can really make a big difference in stress because our bodies lose minerals in stress. And so I love the adrenal cocktail to help replenish in stressful seasons, but also just to replenish my body from the stress that it's already been through, having babies and just living life in this crazy world. So the adrenal cocktail is my favorite. And so many of my clients who start doing the adrenal cocktails really see a difference in their energy, but also in their mood, because when we have more energy, our moods are better. So I love the adrenal cocktail. Last one, number five, not last but not least for sure, is magnesium. And magnesium is, there are a lot of different forms of magnesium that you can take. My favorite forms of magnesium are either magnesium glycinate, magnesium malate, or magnesium threonate, L-threonate. Magnesium glycinate is really good for anxiety and for sleep. Magnesium malate is kind of a general all-around supportive magnesium. And then magnesium L-threonate is definitely more supportive for like brain health, brain fog, those type of things, or even mood changes that could be related to a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium, we burn so heavily when we're under stress. Our magnesium burn rate increases dramatically. And magnesium is needed for energy production. It helps regulate blood sugar metabolism and blood sugar balance in the body. It is needed for muscle relaxation and to reduce inflammation. And when magnesium is too low, we can have symptoms like depression, blood sugar issues, whether that's high or low. You need magnesium for your thyroid health. You need magnesium for a stable mood. And you can also see that when there's not enough magnesium, your other minerals are going to be imbalanced as well. Magnesium deficiency also shows up in PMS. So for your hormones, magnesium is important too. And so I want to mention with magnesium, some people do really well with taking an oral magnesium, but if you're pretty depleted and you haven't been taking magnesium in the past, you may do better with a magnesium lotion. And so my favorite magnesium lotion is from Earthly. It doesn't sting. My kids like it. And it smells really good. So that one's my favorite for magnesium support. With all of these supplements that I'm mentioning, I just want to kind of create awareness that each of these is basically going to be on a case-by-case basis. If you think that you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I should just try all of those supplements if you're not taking any of them, I definitely would recommend that you think about what is going on in your body and where you might need some support with these nutrients. I do think that many of these nutrients are really helpful for a lot of people. But again, there's going to be a case-by-case basis and you have to really go with what your body needs and always try one thing at a time so that you're not overloading and giving your body too much input at the same time. Now, I just want to say one more time, in case you didn't hear it the other couple times I said this, you can never, ever out-supplement a bad diet or a stressful lifestyle. And so these supplements are meant to be supportive as you're healing and maybe even like more long-term supportive, but not in place of eating a nutrient-dense diet, of making sure that you're actually getting consistent food throughout the day, that your blood sugar is balanced, that you're getting enough sleep, that you are plugging into the things that you love so that you have more of that connection and joy. And so supplements are never going to be the answer, but they can be something that's helpful. So if you are looking for more of the step-by-step to find out how to nourish your body for balanced hormones, then Nourish Your Hormones course is probably your next step. And so in Nourish Your Hormones, I really do teach you that step-by-step, how to know what nutrients your body needs, how to nourish, how to make it work with a busy family, with a busy lifestyle. And then once we have that nourishment piece in place, we really dive into how to support your liver in detoxifying hormones and how to support better periods and better energy and better sleep and make sure that there are not excessive toxins in your environment. Like, we walk through the step-by-step to truly balance your hormones and improve your energy long-term. And it always starts with nourishment. And so that's where I want to encourage you to go if you are looking for the next step, because I would love to support you. I would love to see you start to have that energy that you can show up and be really present and really joyful in the beautiful life that you have right now. So thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next week.